Our next guest spent almost 2 years in a Russian prison. Nadia Tolokonikova is one of the founding members of the Russian protest collective Pussy Riot. It was a decade ago when Nadia and others were imprisoned after staging a protest performance in a Moscow cathedral, protesting Vladimir Putin and the Russian Orthodox Church's support of him. Now she's back in the spotlight with a Pussy Riot mixtape just released on Friday. It's called Matriarchy Now and has songs featuring various artists from Salem Elise to Big Frida. And Nadia Tolokonikova is with us now. Thanks for being here.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Why is your mixtape called Matriarchy Now?
Because I love matriarchy, and I think now it's the best time to bring it on. Our rights are being attacked, and that's just not cute.
So let me start with the first song on the mixtape, Princess Charming. I got a big magic wand, and I use it all the time. Take the stupid fairy tale and make it all mine. I'm gonna change up the plot, cause the slipper never fit. Won't be slaying dragons, I can tame them, make them sit. This is not the typical Disney princess rescued by Prince Charming. What is this song about?
We made this song with Salem. Salem is known for her criticism of Disney. We wanted to take our own stab at thinking about traditional gender roles and Disney and how it teaches us to be passive and just wait for somebody to come and save us. And yeah, we decided to subvert it a little bit and wrote Princess Charming.
So let's talk about Pussy Riot, because you and several members of Pussy Riot served nearly 2 years in prison. The Russian government convicted you for hooliganism motivated by religious hatred. And today you're still leading protests and you are advancing activism. So talk about how Pussy Riot's activism has evolved in all these years since you were in prison.
I think it's a good lesson to every dictator who wants to silence activists and artists. If you put them in jail, often they will get out even stronger and they will have bigger platform, more influence. That's what happened with us. And we ended up in jail being a small movement. We had perhaps just a few dozens of members, and then got out of jail to hundreds and thousands of people identifying themselves as Pussy Riot. I am plastic. If you drop me, I won't break. That's the perfectly in place. No concerns and no complaints. I am plastic. Smile on my face. Whether sentiment or waste, I have nothing more to say.
I mean, one of the things that you've done in recent years, you co-founded an independent publication, Media Zona, that does some of the best reporting on crime and justice in Russia today. And like a lot of independent media in Russia, it is under a lot of pressure. It's blocked by the authorities, but it's still alive. Can you talk about why journalism?
It is something that started in 2014, and we just got out of jail, me and Masha Alekhina, and it was clear to us that it's really important to have sources of information that people can trust. And we didn't have a lot of them, and we were in a unique position where we could generate enough money to get it off the ground, get Media Zona off the ground, because we just got out of jail, a lot of people wanted to hear us, and we used 99% of our speaking fees to fund Media Zona. And financial freedom and financial independence is the key to have an independent voice in Russia.
Let's talk again about the mixtape. Let's talk about the last song on your mixtape, Poof, and a word I can't say on our airwaves, featuring Big Frida. And there's a line in this song that says, I turn your prison into clubs where everyone is free.
Mm-hmm.
What are you singing about there?
The song is dedicated to magic thinking. I really believe that it is important to keep this magic and childlike, naive approach to life, to be able to fantasize about a better world, because it's something that unlocks your imagination and our collective imagination, and we think about if we build a world where everyone's free and there is no prisons and money just fall from the tree and there is no police, and celebrating your own power, because it basically says we can just destroy you by saying poof and you will be gone. And, you know, it's really empowering to feel like that. I feel a lot like that. And like when I think about Putin, I like to think in this way. And I believe that one day I will make him disappear.
Well, you know, Pussy Riot is an early example of a successful protest movement in Putin's Russia. Today, though, Russians I know say they're afraid to be criticizing the war in Ukraine. They're afraid that they could be jailed even by clicking like on something on social media. So what forms of protest are possible now, today in Russia?
Yeah, for Media Zone, it was our policy. It wasn't even an option. Like, we just told everyone in Media Zone that they absolutely have to leave. I mean, pretty much everyone I know, they had to leave, you know, from Pussy Riot. It's a tricky question. I don't feel like I'm in a position to advise people who are inside Russia, because it's really extremely dangerous, and I feel like it's something that everyone has to decide for themselves.
Nadia Tolikonikova is a founding member of Pussy Riot. The mixtape Matriarchy Now dropped on Friday. Really interesting talking to you. Thank you so much.
Amazing to talk to you. Thank you so much.